Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 96. In this episode, I'll discuss the use of magnesium sulfate in critical care. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode96. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. I invite you all to check out my Twitter profile, at Pharmacy Joe. I've been posting some polls up there lately. The last one asked, an inpatient code blue is called five floors above you. What's the best way to get there, stairs or elevator? Of the 98 people that responded, 68% would take the stairs and 32% the elevator. The current poll asks about ketamine for inpatient critical care units. You can participate on Twitter by finding my profile at Pharmacy Joe. And a few people have told me they're having trouble getting Slack to recognize their email. If you're having this problem, please send me an email, joe@pharmacyjoe.com, and we'll work it out. Shout out to listener Pharmacy Alex for suggesting the topic for this episode. When I think of magnesium in critical care, three uses come to mind. Number one, prevention of recurrent eclamptic seizures. Number two, adjunctive therapy in life-threatening asthma exacerbations. And number three, treatment of torsades or polymorphic VTAC. Magnesium sulfate IV is the drug of choice for prevention of recurrent eclamptic seizures. Efficacy of magnesium for this indication was established by the Eclampsia Trial Collaborative Group. 1,687 women with eclampsia were recruited into an international multicenter randomized trial comparing magnesium versus phenytoin and magnesium versus diazepam. Women allocated the magnesium sulfate had 52% lower risk of recurrent convulsions than those allocated diazepam, and those allocated magnesium had a 67% lower risk of recurrent convulsions than those that were allocated to phenytoin. The specific mechanism by which magnesium prevents recurrent eclamptic seizures is unclear. Magnesium has effects on peripheral and cerebral vasodilation, blood-brain barrier protection, and as an anticonvulsant. For prevention of recurrent eclamptic seizures, magnesium sulfate is given 4 to 6 grams IV over 15 minutes, followed by a 2 gram per hour infusion. IM injection is also an option, although it's painful and slower acting. Guidelines recommend considering IV magnesium sulfate in severe asthma exacerbations that are not responding to bronchodilators and corticosteroids. Not all of the studies of magnesium in asthma have found positive results, even those in severe exacerbations. Now, IV magnesium has bronchodilator activity in acute asthma. This may be due to inhibition of calcium influx into smooth airway muscle cells. For adjunctive treatment of life-threatening asthma exacerbation, you can give magnesium sulfate 2 grams IV over 20 minutes. IV magnesium is frequently thought of as a treatment for torsades. However, there are discrepancies between references on the role of magnesium in torsades and the evidence to support it. For example, UpToDate states, intravenous magnesium sulfate is first-line therapy, being highly effective for both the treatment and prevention of recurrence of long QT-related ventricular ectopic beats or torsades. But the ACLS guidelines state, although magnesium is commonly used to treat torsades, it is supported by only two observational studies that showed effectiveness in patients with prolonged QT interval. The ACLS guidelines, in fact, recommend electricity in the form of defibrillation before magnesium for torsades. For a pulseless adult with torsades and prolonged QT interval, you can give 2 grams of magnesium IV push. I have linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode96 a good review article of magnesium in critical care. And perhaps I missed an indication for magnesium that you think is relevant for critically ill patients. If so, please let me know at pharmacyjoe.com/contact. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.